Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, it's 52 degrees in New Hampshire right now, 58 in Baltimore. I say that only because we tend to think that, you know, June and summertime, it's hot everywhere, but not necessarily the case. Here, though, it's 71 degrees, 72 around the area and going up to 87, so basic summertime for us. Let's talk about Doge and Elon Musk. What did they accomplish? What didn't they accomplish? Alex Narasta joins us now, Vice President for Economic and Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Do you care about Elon Musk, his personality, or about Tesla, his cars?
Not really.
I don't either. I mean, I don't care. Yeah. He can do what he wants, have as many kids as he wants, does whatever. I don't care what he does, as long as he doesn't hurt anybody. As far as his cars go, drive what you want. I have a concern about the batteries and how much the car is worth after the battery's worn out. But that's, look, if you want a Tesla, buy a Tesla. I don't care about any of that. What I do care about is the government and spending money and waste, and I want waste eliminated as much as anybody else. But the last thing in our world, let me make an example here. Alex, may I?
Yes, absolutely.
I had a cousin of mine that I got a garage door opener when I first got the house years and years ago, and he was in visiting for Christmas, and he said, let me come and help you put yours up because I just got one. And he discarded the instructions and just made a mess of the whole thing and left with it halfway done. And I said, well, did you have this kind of problem with yours? And he said, no, I paid somebody to do mine. And I bring that, it's a true story, and I bring that up as an example of, well, just because you say one thing, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're able to accomplish it. So what do we know about Doge and Elon Musk cuts?
So to use your metaphor from the story, I think it's actually worse. It's as if Elon Musk said that he was going to come over, but instead he broke the new garage door.
That's about what he did. I had to end up paying somebody to put it up, but yeah. Okay.
So I agree with the goals of Doge. I want to cut the federal government radically. I wanted to bring it under control. Musk promised $2 trillion in cuts at first. Then he promised $1 trillion. Then he promised $150 billion. The Doge website says 175, but when you trace the receipts and look at the actual cuts that happened, it's more like $20 billion. In cuts. And if you were to take a look at all federal spending since Trump has taken office, you wouldn't be able to notice any kind of decline or any kind of blip in federal spending. That's not to say the stuff he did was bad. Of course, it was good, most of the things that he did, but you just can't see it because the numbers are really, really small. He overpromised and underdelivered, frankly.
Well, let's talk about what did he do.
So he cut federal workforce by a little bit. So we're going to see a lot of those numbers come up in September of people actually leaving the federal government. That doesn't matter that much because most of federal expenditures is not personnel. It's actually just shoveling money around. So it's not payroll, but that's positive. He also cut U.S. foreign aid, the USAID, which was positive, I think. But still, you're talking about a very, very small amount. You also canceled a lot of bad contracts, in my opinion, contracts that were wasteful, that were unnecessary, contracts for things like funding nonprofits in the third world to make LGBT comic books, even though I have nothing wrong with LGBT people, but I don't think the government should fund the creation of comic books in Colombia about them. So he did a lot of good things on that.
I don't know why the government's in the comic book business at all.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the government shouldn't really be in any business, in my opinion, but definitely not comic books.
Right. So how did he break the garage door opener then, to go back to the analogy I made? If he did some things good, how did he break it?
So in some ways, he broke it in that they fired personnel at some agencies that actually made the private economy less efficient. So, for instance, if you want to drill for oil in the United States, you have to get prior approval by the federal government, and they accidentally fired the bureaucrat to approve oil drilling. So that put a halt to new oil drilling for a short period of time. That was a mistake. They fired a lot of people at the FDA whose job it is to approve new drugs. And they did this before changing any of the regulations that require prior approval for drugs and for oil and drilling. So those are just like some of the examples of just being really haphazard and sloppy about some of the cuts, not being thoughtful at all.
Somebody texted in, look, this is anecdotal, I get that. MAGA is all lies. My wife, and look, I don't know if this has anything to do with MAGA, but my wife watched four colleagues leave a three-letter government agency early, but now all four work for more with private contractors during their same jobs. So I know people that have retired from their government jobs with full pension and then gone back, and this is way before Trump or anybody else, and gotten a job consulting doing their same job, so then they were getting paid twice for the same work. That's pretty much, I don't know. That's an example of waste right there, right?
That's an absolute example of waste, but I think that the bigger picture, right, is that most of what the federal government does is wasteful and inefficient. And in order to bring real efficiency, which is the goal of DOGE, right, Department of Government Efficiency, you need to reduce the size and scope of federal activities. And what you need to do to accomplish that is to really get Congress involved to pass legislation. And as we all know, Congress doesn't like passing legislation. So DOGE, you know, the goals are noble, but they really didn't have the tools to be able to achieve the ends.
Somebody texts in and said Musk exposed the corrupt Democrats. Did he?
I think he showed an extent of like private funds or government funds going to like nonprofits that I think was unknown. That stuff wasn't hidden. It was on the USAID website. It's just that he made it much more widely known than it was before, which was one of the positive things that he did, in my opinion.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about Elon Musk and DOGE, and we'll talk about what happens from here. Is DOGE still around even though Elon Musk is gone? And there is a concern about some sensitive data that they may have had access to. But then again, really, when it comes to sensitive data these days, who doesn't have access to it? Talking to Alex Narasta, Vice President for Economic and Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Elon Musk made a lot of noise with, you know, the chainsaw appearance at the convention and so forth. But how much was actually cut from government waste and what happens as we move forward? 621 traffic now, WWL. All right, 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, from the texts that are coming in. Some people love President Trump and Elon Musk and think they walk on water. Others think they're the Antichrist. I'm somewhere in between there where I just care about the policies and what the results of those are. Alex Narasta is our guest, Vice President for Economic and Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You're talking about people who are fired.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where
prohibited by law. 18 plus DNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Had to be hired back. I don't know how you put a price tag on all of this. So how do you, with the balance sheet, how do you determine what was good and what was bad? And moving forward, for example, I know there were cuts to the National Weather Service. Now they had to hire more people because of the shortages. Was it a net gain or not? How do you determine that, Alex?
So I think you need to just take a look at the activities that we think the government should be doing and whether DOGE cut some of those activities. In some cases, we could say, absolutely, he did a job that was worth doing, like cutting off money to some of these nonprofits, reducing some benefits for some federal workers, getting some federal workers out the door. Absolutely positive. In other areas, he moved a little too fast and made things a little worse than they should have been, like firing bureaucrats who approve oil drilling without changing the regulations that require prior approval. So, you know, I think on net it's positive, but the amount of heat it generated was not worth the light that it revealed, probably. We didn't get that many cuts. The federal government is spending more money this year than it did last year. It will continue to do so. And without getting Congress involved, we really can't make the cuts that DOGE made permanent, nor can we get the real cuts we need to get the budget under control.
So net gain, net loss with DOGE?
Or net gain, but very small.
Okay. So when it comes to the future and who's still in the government with DOGE, even though Elon Musk is gone, is there still a DOGE, and who is it that's running it? And tell me what that looks like.
Yeah, so there are little DOGE teams that are operated out of the Office of Management and Budget that are in different agencies who are mainly going to be changing payment structure systems to save money here and there and small things, review contracts, make other kinds of technology improvements to try to reduce the amount of money the government is spending on its internal operations. And maybe find some other small cuts that OMB, Office of Management and Budget, can make, which is run by Russ Vought. So they're going to be there. There's going to be a little bit of an efficiency push for the rest of the Trump administration because of DOGE. But on the big picture of things, you're not going to be able to tell there's any difference.
When it comes to, somebody texted in about, please ask your guests to comment on the cuts in spending that Congress will not approve. The ones where Congress has to pull back the funding, it's been reported some cuts were identified, but Congress will not do the hard work and take the money back. Is that accurate?
There is some accuracy to that, but it's mainly about like the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, mm-hmm. Green energy subsidies, because not all of those subsidies have been paid out yet. So it's about trying to claw some of those back. Congress is not going to claw very many of them back. They're loath to do that for reasons that don't make any sense, in my opinion. And they haven't really substantially cut Medicaid. They just sort of slightly reduced the rate of growth. So Congress isn't acting seriously about the budget deficit either.
So it's a lot of frou-frou, a lot of stuff, but not really a lot of substance. A lot of style.
Yeah, it's a typical thing when a new Republican government comes into office, frankly. I wish it were different. They talk mm-hmm. a tough game when the Democrats are in power. They don't follow through when they're in power.
Yeah, it seems like nobody does anything when it comes to spending, whether it's Republicans or Democrats.
That's
all
right.
They all just spend whatever you give them and what they don't have. Thank you. I appreciate it. Alex Narasta, Vice President for Economic Social Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. So a net gain, but not much when it comes to DOGE. And I think maybe part of the problem might be celebrating a little bitty thing like this as a victory when the bigger question of outlandish government spending just continues to go on. We'll talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU baseball when we come back. Something the head of FEMA said that kind of got me scratching my head. We'll be back, WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.